WQBed. There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
We have a launch detection. We have a Soviet launch detection.
Beam is confirmed a massive attack.
That's a warning, no malfunction.
Confidence is high. I repeat, confidence is high.
Covert aid.
General VBS is tracking
300
inbound Soviet ICBMs.
Man behind the machine.
300 inbound Soviet ICBMs.
Tell me this is one of your simulations, Mr. Nakita. All right. Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Major Lamb, give me a report on the Whopper.
Initial attack profile is a full-scale Soviet strike.
Whopper is putting our losses at 85-95% of the strategic forces.
About 870,000 results, 0.44 seconds. Politico. Six election security threats to watch for on election day. The 2020 presidential election was rife with allegations of voting machine hacks that were later debunked. Yet there are real risks that hackers. 3 days ago. Weg.com. US vote counting unaffected by cyber attacks, officials say. The counting of the midterm vote after a tense election day in which officials were closely monitoring domestic and foreign threats. 18 hours ago. Weg.com. No cyber attacks affected U.S. vote counting, officials say. Of the U.S. midterm vote Wednesday after a tense election day in which officials were closely monitoring domestic and foreign threats. 19 hours ago. CNN. Spy, Vice President Harris is spending election day in Los. Vice President Harris is spending election day in Los Angeles, agencies to help defend the midterm elections from foreign threats. Eins day ago. ABC News. Explainer, how law enforcement is responding to election threats around the country. The threats can emanate from domestic and foreign sources. Since all alleged election day offenses get referred to the FBI for. 5 days ago. Cybervire. Taking a look at election security on U.S. midterm election day. There's... What is a Trojan horse? U.S. News. A Trojan horse is a delivery mechanism for viruses and other types of malware. It may appear to offer free games or music, or suggest you. 1 month ago. Security Boulevard. Zova, a new Android banking Trojan. How many people are aware of the new mobile banking Trojan virus, Zova, that enables hackers to access legitimate logged-in sessions from?
One week ago.
Daily Trojan. Influenza outbreak begins early at USC. Coronavirus cases are already on the rise ahead of Thanksgiving, though Van Orman stopped short of calling it a surge, Student Health reported. 1 day ago. Startup Info. Defense by Computer Optimizer, a guide that saves you all. Fighting harms, several malicious threats, like viruses, Trojan horse, etc., can attack your PC. The optimizer plays a vital role in. 1 hour ago. Make use of. Should you clean, quarantine, or delete a virus? This is obviously useful if you need to keep the infected file. But if the file in question is a Trojan virus or a worm, there is no point. 1 month ago. The Guardian. Immune system evading hybrid virus observed for first time. Two common respiratory viruses can fuse to form a hybrid virus. Said, influenza is using hybrid viral particles as a Trojan horse. Spy weeks ago. The Guardian. Bird flu is a huge problem now, but we're just one mutation away from it getting much worse. Infected birds have the flu virus in their saliva, blood. Ducks have even been called the Trojan horses for the virus. Eins day ago. News Medical. What is the role of adenoviruses in human health? AC5 strain gave rise to the first approved oncolytic virus in 2005. The latter is a Trojan horse, incorporating EBL, neutralizing. Eins day ago. Becker's Hospital Review. A first, researchers find RSV influenza can fuse together to. Instead, the hybrid virus used neighboring RSV proteins to infect lung cells. Influenza is using hybrid viral particles as a Trojan horse, Doctor. 1 week ago. Later STLY. Zova virus. Banks alerting customers about malware. Zova is an Android banking Trojan malware that targets banking apps to steal personal information. It adds fake layers to apps. These layers. 3 weeks ago. Exiosa. Tackling the ransomware scourge. Cybersecurity activities evolved from combating viruses, bombs, and Trojan horses in the pre-millennial era to securing networks. Eins day ago. Tech app. Fact check. Mexico did it a phone virus warning. Will that Mexico did it a photo infect your phone with a virus in 5 seconds? Once there, the victim is tricked into installing a Trojan. 3 days ago. E-Security Planet. History of computer viruses und malware, what was there? The history of computer viruses and malware goes almost as far back as 1975 SAW, the creation of a precursor to modern Trojan malware. 1 week ago. Salon.com. How a zombifying cat parasite called Toxoplasma gondii. T. gondii isn't a virus or a bacteria. It's perhaps the smallest example of a Trojan horse, but it can have big effects on its host. 1 week ago. Your tango. 5 signs hidden trauma is destroying relationship, Judy. When that data doesn't get processed, then it acts like a Trojan horse virus to disrupt and distract our thoughts and relationships. 16 hours ago. Security Boulevard. Protecting gaming devices from Trojan viruses. Trojan viruses may seem small, but they can have huge impacts. They can completely wipe a bank account or leak confidential information. AUG 3, 2022. South China Morning Post. Stop stealing. China slams US over alleged Trojan virus hacking. Trojan virus attacks have stolen some 140 gigabytes of high-value data from networks across China in recent years. Joint University and ZEP 6, 2022. Telegraph India. New mobile banking Trojan virus prowling in Indian cyberspace. A new mobile banking Trojan virus, Zova, which can stealthily encrypt an Android phone for ransom and is hard to uninstall, is. ZEP 15, 2022. Move. What is a Trojan horse? US News. A Trojan horse is a delivery mechanism for viruses and other types of malware. It may appear to offer free games or music, or suggest you. 1 Montago. Security Boulevard. Zova, a new Android banking Trojan. How many people are aware of the new mobile banking Trojan virus Zova that enables you? New Strela Stieler malware steals your Outlook Thunderbird accounts. A new information-stealing malware named Strela Stieler is actively stealing email account credentials from Outlook and Thunderbird. 17 Hours Ago. The Hacker News. New Ice Exploder malware loader variant infected thousands of victims worldwide. Reza Archias find an updated version of an ice exploder malware loader suspected of infecting thousands of home and corporate Windows machines. 1. Diago. The Register. Windows breaks under upgraded ice exploder malware. A malware loader deemed in June to be a work in progress is now fully functional and infecting thousands of Windows corporate and home PCs. 11 hours ago. Arab News. Half a million devices in Saudi Arabia affected with malware, Microsoft expert. Riyadh. Nearly half a million devices in Saudi Arabia are affected with various types of malware as technology shifts to cloud computing. 1 hour ago. Leaping computer. Lockbit affiliate uses Amadi boot malware to deploy ransomware. A Lockbit 3.0 ransomware affiliate is using phishing emails that install the Amadi boot to take control of a device and encrypt devices. 1. Diago. The Register. Oh, look, more malware in the Google Play Store. In brief, a quartet of malware laden Android apps from a single developer have been caulked with malicious code Mortan also. 3. Diago. Hagrid. YouTube tutorial videos spreading wieder and raffun malware. The YouTube video tutorials fool the watchers into installing information stealer malware from the link that is provided in the video. 2 hours ago. The Hacker News. New Laplace Clipper malware targeting cryptocurrency users via Smokeloader. A new Clipper malware streng known as Laplace is targeting cryptocurrency users via another malware called Smokeloader. 2 days ago. The Hacker News. Experts warn of browser extensions spying on users via Cloud 9 Chrome Botnet Network. The KeySec Triad actor has been linked to a previously undocumented malware streng, which has been observed in the wild masquerading as an. 1 Diago. Yahoo Finance. Latest Triad report shows sustained spike in cyber triad activity in Q3. Nuspires Q3 2022 Triad Report provides data and insight into malware, exploit and botnet activity. Commerce, mich, November. Bleeping Computer. New Streler Stealer Malware steals your Outlook, Thunderbird accounts. A new information stealing malware named Streler Stealer is actively stealing email account credentials from Outlook and Thunderbird. 17 hu-
Man behind the machine.
I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got
USA
to break
today.
Free.
Websites in Mississippi hit by denial of service attack as country voters during midterm elections. US Department of Homeland Security officials stressed that such denial of service attacks would not affect actual voter totals. 1 Diago. WAPT. Exclusive. State hit by largest sustained election day cyber attack warns, it's only going to get worse. In HES first interview about the distributed denial of service attack, the top Mississippi election administrator says no votes wäre. 18 hours ago. ABC 7 Chicago. Election 2022. Champaign County Clerk reports those attacks slowed election the voting process. A cyber attack impacting computer server performance in Champaign County, Illinois slowed the election the voting process, the E-Team has. 1 Diago. The Hill. A handful of state election websites hit with cyber attacks, CISA official says. A senior official at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, said the agency is aware of a handful of distributed. 1. Diago. The record by recorded future. Kilne targets Eastern Bloc government sites, but fails to keep them offline. The record by recorded future gives exclusive, behind the scenes access to leaders, policymakers, researchers, and the shadows of the cyber. 3. Disago. My broadband. Chrome extension lets attackers steal accounts and use host machines in those attacks. The extension is called Cloud 9, and cybersecurity researchers at Imperium IT have seen it infecting browsers around the globe. 1. Diago. The Register. FBI, Russian hacktivists are fever only, limited, those success. Pro-Russia hacktivists, recent sparte of network flooding boat traffic aimed at US critical infrastructure targets, really annoying. 2. Disago. The Washington Post. Overwatch 2, launch plagued by those attacks and disconnects. Overwatch 2, the heavily anticipated sequel to Blizzard's hero shooter Overwatch, launched Octi. 4. But many fans eager to play Vire. 1. Montago. Leaping Computer. FBI. Hacktivist those attacks had minor impact on critical orgs. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, said on Friday that distributed denial of service, those attacks coordinated by hacktivist groups. 5. Disago. Security Affairs. Cloudflare blocked a 2.5 TBPS those attack aimed at the Minecraft server. Cloudflare mitigated a record distributed denial of service, DOS, attack against Minecraft, one of the largest Minecraft servers. 1. Montago. The record by recorded future. Mississippi election websites knocked out by DOS attack. A distributed denial of service, DOS, attack took down the Mississippi Secretary of State's office and officials there are working on. 1. Diago. State Scoop. Mississippi election websites hit by election DDoS incident. An abnormally large increase in traffic volume due to DDoS activity caused the public-facing site of our websites to be periodically.
Sorry, let me just really quick.
Bob Lazar or anything that I talked to you about, you know, the coordinates of the Egyptian pyramid being the same as the speed of light. Did you see that?
You know what? I've read probably two-thirds and or three-quarters. I didn't see the one where... Okay, so I didn't see the one that you're talking about with the pyramids and... How... I'll have to read through it before I can even speak to it, but I mean, is that... This goes back to that... You know, there was something going on. How else do they carve these blocks? Right. How else do they move them? You know, I mean, there was something, and I don't know whether that was slave labor. I think probably not. I don't know how that's possible, but I also... I'm a little leery to think that these pyramids... I haven't looked into it that much. I mean, Randall Carlson and Ben from Uncharted X is really focused on these things. And I can't, I don't know that I think that these Egyptians were, like, teaming up with the aliens to move these rocks. And I don't think that these pyramids were, like, some harmonic chamber. Maybe they were. Maybe they were an electric generator. I don't know. I know those are the theories. What do you think? What do you think the pyramids were all about?
Um,
they might be harmonic generators or, you know, some electrical thing.
Energy. Yeah, they're like energy, you know, generators.
I mean, that's the most... Okay, from all the theories that I heard, the ones that I would consider not the most, like, this would be like second. You know, I don't know, there's no clear first. So it's like this, that would... I'm more than willing to consider that. I mean, is this thing that you sent me that's pretty good, like, info along those lines?
Yeah, and plus, we still haven't been able to recreate the precision of the slabs that make up the pyramids. We still haven't...
It wasn't just in Egypt. It was in Machu Picchu. It was all over the Mesoamerica. That's what's so fascinating about me. It seems like a worldwide, like a civilization.
Yeah, Egyptians, and yes, there are examples of the Mayans and the Aztecs. You know, that were discussed recently on a documentary. What are your thoughts about the Mayans?
Well, I think they were kind of, I think they were more warlike, and that's probably what led to their demise more, because they were after the Younger Dryas, so I think they probably, you know, this is what Graham Carlson talks about, or Graham Hancock talks about all the time, which is lost knowledge. And I think they were probably one of the first ones to kind of take up the idea that, look, we've got all of this stuff that we're finding around here. Because when were they last? My understanding is that this was like, what, 2,000-3,000 years ago? And they kind of evaporated into the countryside or into the other surrounding areas. And I think they were very warlike, so I wouldn't be surprised if they killed each other off. To me, that's a different question. The Mayan question is definitely interesting. And maybe I'm way off on the years here, but I think they were very different than Göbekli Tepe or the Egyptians, the old dynasties of the Egyptians, or the originators of Machu Picchu. Or the Clovis culture. I think the Mayans are people that came afterwards and were like, you know, kind of like what you see in Machu Picchu or in these other places where you see the small blocks on top of the megalithic, on top of the megalithic structures, and it's like, man, these guys tried to repair it the best they could, but their technology was shit. I think the Mayans were better at it than a lot of the people of the post-Younger Dryas, but they...
Inspired by it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm way off. I could be way off. I haven't researched the Mayan that much. How long ago did they...
Well, the Mayans had the most sophisticated observatory at Chichen Itza and Uxmal. And they were able to calculate years and seasons and planetary movements. And
you're right. I remember that now, yes.
Yeah, they were tracking, I think, Jupiter. Or as my friend said, Jupitron. He does this, he does this wonderful impersonation of Carl Sagan. So, yeah, he says Jupiter, known as Jupitron.
Did Pale Blue Dot ignite a lot of interest in you as it did for me? Remember, that was Carl Sagan's... I mean, Carl Sagan ignited it, whether it be Pale Blue Dot or whatever. Carl Sagan was...
That's an interesting question. For me, it was going to bookstores in the 80s. And seeing books, von Däniken books, on the shelf, and going, Chariots of the Gods, what is that? Pathways to the Gods, what is that? And then it showed the Earth, and I'm like, oh, it intrigued me. And that's the first time I started to think about this, because, you know, back in the 80s, we didn't have the internet as it is today with all the podcasts and all this content. You know, you found out stuff from the bookstore. You had to go get books and take it off a shelf and read it. You know, that was my first exposure. Yeah, but of course, Carl Sagan, you know.
Joseph, I'm sending you some right now. I'm listening to it's just Uncharted X YouTube. Have we talked about that before?
I bet he is.
No.
Von Daniken?
Tell me more.
So Uncharted X is the guy's name is Ben. I think he's Australian. But he's friends with Randall Carlson. He's friends with Graham Hancock. Well, friends, they go on these tours, because that's the new thing that these YouTube guys are doing, is they're like, I'll show you the evidence of this Younger Dryas impact, and let's go to Washington, and let's go to, you know, whatever. Probably Taylor's Falls eventually. But Uncharted X is something that you'll really like. He is big into Von Daniken and what's the other people's names that were the predecessors to maybe contemporaries of Von Daniken? If you said their names, I'd know them.
I don't know. Like, I was, you know,
they're British. They're British. Yeah. Whatever. So Uncharted X takes tours of Egypt and goes down and looks at the precise granite boxes that are, you know, 90 meters below the surface in bedrock.
Yeah.
And these things are precise to the millimeter. And you know what? One of the most interesting things that his host, Youssef, whose dad was the director of from what I understand, and this may be my muddled memory because I was watching it while I was having a few, but it was Youssef. Uncharted X hosts these now hosts these videos, but originally was just going on tours and hiring the local guides. And this guy Youssef, his dad was the former director of antiquities or high up in the antiquities department, which is so corrupt within Egypt, because they're like, yeah, you can't, nobody can see this, nobody can see it. Nothing happened here, these aren't the droids you're looking for, move along. Because they want to take credit, you know, the Egyptians discovered it, I think, and reused it and repurposed it, but they had no idea who built it.
Well, you know, skeptics could say, hey, maybe it's just that the Egyptians had a technology and they lost it, and it's just the explanation is simple. It's not about extraterrestrials. It's about losing the technology through the generations.
Yes, and that's the exactly right, and that's an excellent point. And that is the... Ben on Uncharted X... Uh-huh. And all of these other guys that I listen to, they, especially Event Horizon, Jean-Michel Gaultier, which is such a pompous name, and he's not responsible for it. His parents gave it to him, but whatever. They're very skeptical. They totally ignore the TikTok videos and the GoFast and the, you know, all of these things. And they're like, well, I'm a skeptic. Well, bro, how about there's no evidence. Well, how do you explain away this? They never do. But these guys are all, they start out as skeptical, and they never bring aliens into the mix with any of these ancient sites. They'll talk about them, but they never bring that up. And so maybe that's why I don't automatically assume aliens. I don't. I think what you just said, that this is a lost technology, that's what Uncharted X, that's what Randall Carlson, that's what Graham Hancock bring up. Rather than talk about it, hey, it was aliens who moved these rocks around, or these rocks, these 80-ton pillars and slabs that are perfectly fit and perfectly cut. They don't talk about it in terms of, like, whether they think it's aliens or not. They're just like, look, this is something we need to investigate further. Mm. And at the end of the day, they're skeptics too, which, you know, I think that's healthy to some extent. But I'm willing to concede that, you know what, without extraterrestrial involvement, like, that was a major blow to humanity that happened at the Younger Dryas then, because, well, how else do we do it? I mean, there's these drill and these circular saw, these massive circular saw cuts that we find on these abandoned rocks that cracked when they were in the middle of cutting them, and we can see these, like, circular saw cuts that must have been massive, like, and it's not any new information, so I'm just able to kind of shut it off. But this guy,
you listen to Man Behind the Machine.
This rounds of the pyramids into areas that are not allowed otherwise, and I'm sure Ben pays a lot to do it. But he'll show you evidence, and one of the most interesting things that Yusef showed, this is where I was going to.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting things that Yusef has showed is, you know, that, like, there's always this question of, how did they get him that smooth, and how did they get him that precise?
Right.
And is it something where they're able to, like, somehow liquefy rock or create granite or whatever? How are they able to do it? And he shows, he's like, this is what's in one of the videos, and I don't have that thing. It's in my saved videos somewhere, but you could find it, and I could help you find it. But he shows, he's like, this is what's most interesting, and it's just like a little aside for him, because he knows what he believes, and he's just like, hey, this is good evidence, and he points to how it drips under. If you look, like, at this surface that's like a little bit angled, and then he shows how it drips under the side, and the smooth granite stops, and it's like you'd expect on a roof where the water kind of drips underneath a little bit, whatever. Yeah. They used as a solvent to create these, and that speaks to what you're saying, like, Maybe this was some ancient technology that's lost.
Yeah, maybe they were using, like, you know, hydraulic drills with water, spraying water.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
You know,
I mean, shit, that's one of the first things that popped up afterwards, or puritanical times in the U.S. Water mills.
I remember, like, talking. You listen to Man Behind the Machine.
I make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday.
You got blood on your face. This is the song in the background. Hold on. Hey, dude, will you give me a second? Dude, give me a second. Hey, come down here for a second.
You cannot discount Hollywood and TV. And Battlestar Galactica was one of my favorite shows in the 80s. I watched it religiously. And do you know what Battlestar Galactica is?
I know what it is. I've maybe seen one episode, but I've forgotten it. I know it way less than Star Trek, and I've only watched The Next Generation when I was in high school.
So, the intro, it says, there are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. They may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria or Atlantis. Some believe that there may be yet brothers of man who even now fight to survive far, far away amongst the stars. And that's Battlestar Galactica.
Dude, was that out of memory? I love that.
Thank you.
That's great. Well, I love that idea of a galaxy far, far away. Well, this might be in the same galaxy, though.
But what's the concept here?
Battlestar Galactica? Was it in the same galaxy?
Yeah, so what is it? Tribes of humans that have dispersed throughout the universe.
Here's one question I've got for you. And I've got to tell you, I need to continue this tomorrow. But here's one question I've got for you, and then you can ask. I don't mean to end it by asking a question, so you can, you know, wherever you want to go after this. But do you believe, based on the 4.6 billion years, which would be more than enough to erase any evidence of past technological, potentially erase all signs of past technological societies because of subduction and weathering and all of that. Do you believe there have been previous technological societies on this planet?
Yes. And if you have time or not, I could tell you. I had an interesting conversation.
No, I'm open to that too, dude. I'm totally open to it. That's why I asked.
Interesting conversation with somebody who's of the Krishna faith, so Hindu. And
is that Hare Krishna?
Yeah, Hare Krishna. And he said, based on their Vedas, he said that he laughed when I asked this question about aliens. He wasn't like laughing at me, but he was laughing because he's like, we already know this. He basically said that according to the Hindus, civilization started complex, and now it's degenerated. So he said all the UFOs and the exploration, all the Star Trek that you see on TV, he said, that's already in the books. We've already done it and seen it. And we have it chronicled in our scriptures, our holy scriptures. So apparently to them, it's a different way of thinking. So, you know, this is a Western way of, you know, everything's going to be secret and, you know.
Yeah. I believe that. I you know what? Here's what I believe. I believe that that is possible. And I believe that there is a difference between the Western way of thinking and the Eastern way of thinking, or the old world way of thinking, however you want to describe it. I'm open to there having been past technological civilizations. And I'm not a skeptic, as you know, but I haven't seen any evidence, and I'm not a doubting Thomas where it's like, show me the wounds, JC, show me them, because otherwise I'm not going to believe it. I'm not that far into the skeptic realm. I'm just saying, look, you know, what is it? Who is it? Carl Sagan who said that, or who was it? You know, what did he say? You know, claims require that certain types of claims require certain types of evidence. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. I'm not one to believe that, because after listening to Graham Hancock and Uncharted X-Men and all these different people and Randall Carlson, I think that a lot of breakthroughs come from the periphery, where people are kind of challenging the status quo and challenging what is considered to be academia's norm. And a lot of breakthroughs, maybe it takes 20 years, but in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. And then things get changed. You know, when Einstein and who is it that said, I have become death. Who is that again? Whatever that guy is, not Goddard, whatever. The bottom line is that these breakthroughs come from radical thinkers, not from the academia. And especially nowadays, where grants are based on, if you want a grant, you better get in line, bro, because if maybe you believed in aliens when you were younger. Maybe you saw an alien. Maybe you saw a UFO when you were younger. Good luck telling that to admissions board.
Why, Jimmy?
A board when you're looking to become a tenured professor. Good luck on telling them.
Yeah, well,
that's why I love Avi Loeb. That's why I love Avi Loeb. He's the director of the fucking astrology department. Astronomy department.
Astronomy.
Yeah. Same thing. I mean, pretty much the same thing, right? Of Harvard and the Galileo project and all this. I'm so optimistic about the Galileo project. I love it. I think Avi's gonna do it. I think Avi's gonna go down in history as basically an Einstein, and he's so eloquent in his speech, and I love his accent. I don't know what that is. I assume he's Israeli, Avi Loeb, but I love his accent. I love what he has to say in terms of And I love his analogies and his metaphors. He's so eloquent in a way that's non,
really?
He's very much a man on the street in terms of his ability to communicate his thoughts very eloquently, but also not from a position of I'm in an ivory tower and I'm in an armchair sitting here judging all of you peons and this is the way it's going to be because this is the way it's always been. Avi Loeb is probably my favorite of all of the... Yeah. I really think he's... I think he's something special. And he just is on Event Horizon all the time. I think I've shared that link with you too, but Event Horizon is John Michael Gautier, and he's a pompous motherfucker. John Michael Gautier. And
well, it sounds like a perfume.
Welcome to Event Horizon. Yeah. I'm your host, John Michael Gautier. It's like, dude, how long did you go to fucking broadcast school to get that fucking crazy intonation in your voice? Because it sucks. He must have gone, like, whatever. Yeah, I don't get it, but... Avi Loeb, Uncharted Ben... Uncharted X, the reason they're here is because of the desire to cut and paste our DNA in their genetic experiments, and it would make perfect sense. I mean, if you look at what the aliens have shown people, it's like they show humans videos of warfare or human suffering, and they try to gauge their emotional response. And that tells me that they're interested in the emotions of humans. And what is harder to code for? The shape of an ear or emotions, you know? And I think emotions are infinitely harder. There's no way that you could do that in my mind. I mean, eventually, yeah, fine. Eventually, fine. But early on, it would be way more difficult to code from the ground up ATCG for emotions than it is for physical traits. And I think that's what they're interested in, is what they have planted here early on, maybe through panspermia. I believe through intentional manipulation of early humanoid DNA, aka what is that movie I'm thinking of where that guy melts into the river in the very what is it? Prometheus. Have you seen that?
Which one?
Prometheus?
No.
Dude, at the beginning of Prometheus, which is Alien, like, prequel.
Oh.
The guy is deposited on a planet, and he looks pretty... He's a rogue-looking individual, like he's a drone, basically. And he walks into the river and just disintegrates himself into the river that then gives rise to humans.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, Prometheus. I believe it's Ridley Scott. I don't know. I mean, it feels like the original Ridley Scott Alien. Ridley Scott was Aliens, right?
Ridley Scott was Blade Runner,
yeah, I know. Have you seen the more recent Blade Runner?
Oh, yeah, not the new one, but the old one.
Yeah, but the new one, too, with, what's his name, Ryan? Is it Gosling?
Gosling.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a little bit... Yes, absolutely I do. I believe that the aliens are responsible for our rise on planet Earth. And I believe that the aliens also have... is that just for background noise? Dude, I'll talk with the neighbors anytime you want. You want me to go talk with our evolution? They cut and paste DNA after their influence on our evolution so that they can monitor what happens. Dude, look at, we've understood DNA for what, 70 years? In 1950, I think we discovered it, something like that. We've understood it for 70 years. We can already cut and paste for certain gene sequences that we want to, like, encourage or discourage. We can already do that. Well, think about what 1,000 or 1,000,000 years of evolution of that technology does, hell yeah, that's what they're here for. That's what I believe is, and would they bring that back to their home planet and do experiments on their home planet? Hell yeah, they're going to be all the way past any moral questions about whether this is ethical and whether there is any problem with creating drones. They're going to be way past that. They're going to be like, hell yeah, let's do it all. I believe what you said just now is 100% what's happening. You want me to keep it down?
No, go ahead. The last time we ever met. This is Phil Collins. You know what? Buck Rogers had the same thing. They played along with this idea that Buck would go to different planets and he'd find human settlements. Do you understand what I'm talking about, bro?
I understand when you say Buck Rogers. I've never seen it, but when he goes to other planets and finds human
settlements.
Human settlements, yeah. Dude, I believe all that stuff is real. And to your question earlier about whether these people that have been abducted have been allowed to go to these other places and establish colonies, it's not that I'm just open to that. If I had to bet 50-50, yes, there have been people that have done that. Now, were Barney and Betty Hill not allowed to do that because they were a mixed race couple? I fucking find that hard to believe. I don't think the aliens would care about that. They'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? You guys are in tribal warfare mode.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what is it that Reagan said?
What
remember
said?
What he said?
What did he say?
Okay. Let me look this up. Reagan said something like, I don't remember exactly what he said. I don't want to butcher it. Reagan alien statement. The height of the Cold War. That was, This is the 42nd session of the this could be 50 pages long for I know. Hold on, let me just read to it. China Fierce Remark.
You listen to Man Behind the Machine. Leave your comments and we'll respond. Thanks for listening.
And I think he probably says it near the end. The Afghan people? Holy shit, he's talking about that as he's sending them fucking... hold on. 50% strategic reduction of strategic nukes. Last note. Holy shit, this is a fucking throwback. Credo, he brings up, he uses the term credo. Oh yeah, here, humanity. Here we go. I got it. Here we go. I've spoken today of a vision and the obstacles to its realization. More than a century ago... Okay, I'm going to skip forward. Cannot swords be turned into plowshares? Cannot we all nations live in peace? In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us realize this common bond. I occasionally think about how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask of you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our people than war and the threat of war? An that alien presence. He wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah.
About Mikhail Gorbachev, who he later brought on a chopper ride over the suburbs of D.C. and showing him how prosperous democracies can be. He wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have thrown him under the bus like that. That was before he was suffering from Alzheimer's. I believe he was aware of that. And you know what? That brings up a question my dad has often asked, that he has said, I'm sure about this. Some presidents are brought on board and some aren't. That's my understanding. And it's not just my dad saying that. It's my understanding of things and having researched it afterward, not researched it, but watched a bunch of voiceover narratives on YouTube and History Channel, I think some presidents are brought on board and some aren't. I mean, if they're not willing to play ball, maybe they end up like JFK. That's one of the suspicions, right? You know that.
What?
That he was willing to say something that the powers that be, the black budget, would resent.
You're listening to Man Behind the Machine. Thank you for listening.
Is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
It's so crazy you asked me about these things. The 180-day countdown to UFO disclosure, the Galactic Federation news, the blue UFO sighted in Hawaii. I just talked about this on my podcast. I just made two segments about this on my podcast yesterday. I haven't even released this yet. It makes so much sense. We're both in sync on this, man. The other cool thing is that 2 or 3 days ago, some Harvard scientist or something also admitted that in 2017 we were visited by an alien. So more and more of this stuff is spilling through. I think it's kind of conditioning the minds of the skeptics and the naysayers into accepting these ideas. What's crazy is that it's been denied for so very long, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, by the way, we were lying. But no one's paying attention to that. It's not like, well, why don't we hold, you know, how come we can't hold you accountable to this? What about all the contactees and abductees that are in mental institutions? Those poor people, they need to have vindication.
Skip to my content accessibility head. Accessibility feedback. Google. Artificial intelligence. iNews. Images, books, videos, more. Tools. About 64,000,000,000 results, 0.63 seconds. The Economist. Lessons from Finances Experience with Artificial Intelligence. Humans can take on the machine's finance and economics. Ernst Deago. Pfizer Pharma. The top line. WHY Pharma needs to ramp up its use of AI and machine learning, plus this week's headliners. Zoma expects the next 3 years will be an overall down period for pharma growth. So, fierce's Kevin Dunleavy invited Harrietta. Fear horse Argo. Wired. Who to start an AI panic? The Center for Humane Technology stupid conversation about the dangers of social media. Now it's warning that artificial intelligence is as 1 hour ago. ZDNet. Spotify unveils new features, including your own eGIDJ. Here is how to access it. As Spotify continues to break the music streaming platform mold, it unfiles IDJ powered by AI and a social media-like home screen. 43 Mins Argo. ArtNet News. These renderings do not relate to reality, hit to style on the ideologies embedded in AI image generators. Artist Hito Steyer speaks frankly about what AI, the metaverse, crypto, and an increasingly imperiled natural world mean for article. 36 Mins Argo. The Hill. Artificial Intelligence will destroy laptop class workers. The coming Artificial Intelligence Economis Revolution will be a major shock to the world. Here is a serious possibility that the next. 1 Deago. Yahoo Finance. Elon Musk fights back against Woke. AI with new AI platform IMAT at dethroning ChatGPT. The success of the artificial intelligence AI software ChatGPT has been the biggest win for the technology sector so far this year after a 21 Hurs Argo. VKRN. Scam uses artificial intelligence to replicate love drones, voice, mediate and police warn. Media Tennessee authorities have issued a warning about a terrifyingly convincing scam where criminals use artificial intelligence to con. 16 Hurs Argo. ABC News. Video who artificial intelligence is being used to detest breast cancer. ABC News, Rebecca Jarvis looks at the impact of artificial intelligence in the field and how it could be used to help save lives. 1 Hour Argo. Euractiv.com. EU lawmakers set to settle on OECD definition for artificial intelligence. The European Parliament agreed to close a critical contentious point of the EGAI Act by adopting the definition used by the OECD. 2 Argo. InfoWorld. What is generative EGAI? The evolution of artificial intelligence. Generative EGAI uses machine learning to process a huge amount of visual or textual data, much of which is scripted from the internet, and 10. 5 Hurs Argo. House Oversight Committee. Herring Wrap Up. Artificial Intelligence poses great risks, but. Subcommittee members discussed with experts ways in which artificial intelligence can and will be practically applied across industries and the. 21 Hurs Argo.
Über 13.100.000 Ergebnisse. BDB. Können VR-Influencer das Metaversum retten? Ist das Metaversum tot? Einige Leute denken das, aber andere sind immer noch überzeugt, dass virtuelle Welten die Zukunft sind. Im Jahr 2021 wurde aus dem Metaversum das vor sieben Stunden, die Washington Post. Meta will das Metaversum nicht überwachen. Kinder zahlen den Preis. Kinder strömen zu Metas Flaggschiff VPA Horizon Worlds. Von der Experten sagen, dass sie voller Bigotterie, Belästigung und sexuell expliziten ist. Vor ein Tag. Vor bis 7.
7 Top Metaverse Münzen für März 2023. Forbes Advisor Indien. Metaverse ist die neueste Iteration der virtuellen Realität oder Welten, auf die Menschen mit Virtual Reality Headsets zugreifen. Hier sind die Top. Vor 3 Stunden. Suche nach Alpha. Mit einem subtilen Drehpunkt weg von der Metaversen sieht Facebook billig aus. Mark Zuckerberg und Facebook haben die Metaverse subtil auf den strategischen Rücksitz verbannt. Lesen Sie hier mehr über Meta. Vor 18 Minuten. CoinDesk. Yuval Labs OTC die Metaverse startet Second Trip am 25. März. Die Muttergesellschaft von Bored Ape wird bis zu 10.000 Inhabern ihrer Otterdeed NFTs die Teilnahme am zweiten gamifizierten Test ihrer ermöglichen. Vor 23 Stunden. Prüfer für soziale Medien. Geschäfte im Metaversum. Die Zukunft des Handels. Fragen Sie sich, wie sich das Metaverse auf das Geschäft auswirkt. Erfahren Sie, wie das Metaverse die Geschäftsmöglichkeiten verbessert. Entdecken Sie Geschäftsanwendungen für. Vor 4 Stunden. Cointelegraph. Metaverse läutet die nächste Generation von psychiatrischen Diensten ein. Jewel beschrieb das Metaversum aufgrund seiner Zugänglichkeit und seiner positiven Wirkung als den größten Störer für den Bereich der psychischen Gesundheit. Vor 2 Tagen. Ad Alter. Top 5 Metaverse-Momente, über die Sie jetzt Bescheid wissen müssen. Diesen Monat. Gute Nachrichten für traditionelle Marken, schlechte Nachrichten für Technologiegiganten. Nummer 5. Schweizer Luxusuhrenmarke enthüllt Metaverse-fähige Uhr. Vor ein Tag. Bitcoin.com Neuigkeiten.
Bitcoin.com Neuigkeiten. Lego bereitet eine Metaverse-Zusammenarbeit mit Epic Games vor, um digitale Märkte anzusprechen. Metaverse Bitcoin News. Lego, das dänische Spielzeugunternehmen aus Ziegelsteinen, erwartet eine Diversifizierung seines Portfolios an Unterhaltungsangeboten und zielt mit einem neuen Angebot auf die Metaverse ab. Vor 9 Stunden. K. Quarz. Meta, um mehr Jobs zu streichen, das die Metaverse für KI abschafft. Mark Zuckerberg verlagert den Fokus des Unternehmens auf Sprachmodelle für KI. Vor zwei Tagen. Das Weltwirtschaftsforum. Metaverse. Wie digitale Anthropologie Führungskräften helfen kann. Das Metaversum ist nicht das Internet, sondern weniger flach. Das Metaversum ist ein menschliches System, ein Ort für Menschen, Kulturen und Gemeinschaften. Vor ein Tag. PYMNTS.com. Das neue virtuelle Einkaufszentrum von Worldline hilft Händlern, Metaverse auszuprobieren. Für die Stadtplanung bietet das Metaverse eine Möglichkeit, die Entwicklung auf einer offenen Plattform zu simulieren, auf der relevante Parteien ein Gefühl dafür bekommen können. Vor 22 Stunden. Globetrotter. Ist das Metaverse tot, bevor es angekommen ist? Globest.com erhält die periodische Metaverse-Ankündigung, wie die Entschlossenheit, den Aufbau von Wohlstand zu demokratisieren, oder wie es dafür verantwortlich ist. Vor zwei Tagen. Analytische Einblicke. Top 10 vielversprechende Metaverse-Aktien, die Sie im Jahr 2023 kaufen sollten. Die Metaverse war in den letzten Jahren das Gesprächsthema des Technologiesektors, wobei Börsenexperten voraussagten, dass virtuelle Welten dies tun werden. Vor 6 Stunden. Jeden täglich. Warum schwindendes Interesse am Metaversum ein neues ankündigt. Metaverse und Web3-Hype im letzten Jahr veranstalteten Blackpink-Konzerte in virtuellen Stadien und Tiffany lancierte von CryptoPunk inspirierte Anhänger im Wert von $50,000. Vor ein Tag. Afrika.com. Metaverse hilft, Wasser nach Afrika zu bringen. In einem historischen Schritt hat sich Afrikarare, Afrikas erstes Metaverse, mit der gemeinnützigen Organisation Innovation Afrika zusammengeschlossen, um saubere Arbeit zu leisten. Vor 3 Stunden. Krypto-Nachrichten. Erleben Sie das Metaverse wie nie.
Erleben Sie das Metaverse wie nie zuvor mit diesem neuen. Jetzt erstellen mehr Entwickler aufgrund der endlosen Vorstellungskraft des Metaversums Projekte, die sich auf Metaverse konzentrieren. Ein solches Projekt ist Roboterra 1. Vor einer Stunde. Online. Entdecken Sie die Klänge des Metaversums. Eine Reise in die. Adam Bannett von LBB betritt mutig das Metaversum. Über Roblox-Bindestrich, um die digitale DNA von Wave, dem exklusiven Cyber-Superstar, zu erkunden. Vor 7 Stunden. Forecast-Nachrichten. Südkorea investiert $51 Millionen in Metaverse-Projekte. Südkorea investiert 27,7 Milliarden koreanische Won in lokale Dienste, die das Metaverse nutzen wollen, so das Ministerium für. Vor ein Tag. Yahoo Finanzen. EchoWalk Holdings plant, seinen Namen in Bitnile Metaverse zu ändern. Das Unternehmen konzentriert sich auf den Ausbau seiner browserbasierten Metaverse-Lösung als Kerngeschäft, um Marktanteile im boomenden Metaverse zu erobern. Vor einer Stunde. CNBC. Mark Zuckerberg will Jugendliche ins Metaverse lassen. -2 US-Senatoren sagen, das sei ein großer Fehler. Mark Zuckerberg will Jugendliche in das Metaverse lassen. -2 US-Senatoren sagen, das sei ein großer Fehler. Veröffentlicht Montag, März 26.235 :07 PM EST Thumbnail. Vor 3 Tagen. Die Wirtschaftszeitschriften. Orlando Metaverse Startup Avalon sammelt $13 Millionen, um digital zu bauen. Pinnock baute ein Team von den besten Talenten der Welt auf und gründete am Februar das in Orlando ansässige Metaverse-Unternehmen Avalon Core 28. Avalon kündigte seine. Vor 22 Stunden. Das Weltwirtschaftsforum. Metaverse. Deshalb ist Vertrauen der Schlüssel zur Wertschöpfung. Wenn Einzelhändler das Metaverse betreten, experimentieren sie mit neuen Erlebniselementen, die das Einkaufen verändern und es den Kunden ermöglichen werden. Vor eine Woche. Fortune. Diese Woche im Metaverse. Vitalik Buterin unterstützt die NFT Collection. Starbucks baut auf seinen Web3-Ambitionen auf und Aeropostale verlost Teslas. Diese Woche im Metaverse. Vitalik Buterin unterstützt die NFT Collection. Starbucks baut auf seinen Web3-Ambitionen auf und Aeropostale verlost. Vor 16 Minuten. Innenhaken. Ist das Metaverse ein völliger Misserfolg oder ein heimliches Gedeihen? Ist Meta, das die Preise für seine Meta Quest Pro und Quest 2 Headsets senkt, ein Zeichen dafür, dass das Metaverse versagt? Es hängt davon ab, wie Sie es betrachten. Vor zwei Tagen. Proadview beim Kauf tritt dem Metaverse bei. Proadview beim Kauf tritt dem Metaverse bei. Kaufstudenten werfen einen Blick auf die neue Seniorenwohngemeinschaft, die auf ihrem Campus entsteht. Vor zwei Stunden. Politico. Metaverse, der Winter setzt ein. Politico. Die Entwicklung des Metaversums ist ein kapitalintensives Projekt, das alles abdeckt. Vom teuflisch kniffligen Geschäft der Hardware-Entwicklung bis hin zu. Vor zwei Wochen. Techcrunch.